York City to the world. Tom Sullivan is on now.
Well, here we are, and welcome to the Big Radio Show on this Thursday, June 21st, summer solstice 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. So we await for the leadership in the Republican side of the House to browbeat their fellow colleagues. That meeting's coming up at the bottom of the hour, so we're going to have to wait to see if they're going to pass the moderate immigration bill, and there's a big doubt on whether that's going to happen. And then secondly is, if they do, what will it do in the Senate? And that's even a bigger hill to climb. So we'll wait till we'll see what they do. And we got to wait for the Border Patrol and the DOJ to get on the same page about what are they going to do with people who cross the border with children. Because right now they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. They're not on the same page. They just are not. And I guess I'm not surprised, but it's bad. It looks really bad. All right, so we move on. Supreme Court came out today and had a decision. Finally, talk about clarifying things. The Supreme Court has clarified the internet online sales tax question. And they ruled today 5-4, Justice Kennedy writing the decision, that states have the right to require internet merchants to collect taxes even if the merchant has no physical presence in that state. So this overturns a 1992 decision where the Supreme Court ruled on a case involving mail order businesses. What's a mail order business? Well, back in the day, it was that people, you could get a catalog and you could order. You pick up the phone and you call them and you say, I would like that pair of shoes there, and they would mail them to you. You called them, they mailed it to you, and in 1992, the Supreme Court said mail order businesses, states can only require taxes be collected if the merchant has a physical location within the state's borders. And that was the rule that basically was adopted by the internet sales. And Amazon tried that for a long time, got away without paying any or charging any sales, collecting any sales tax for the longest time in their beginning years. But eventually, two things took over for Amazon. One was a lot of states were suing them. And a lot of places, Amazon built distribution facilities, so they did have a presence in these states. I think it's 45 out of the 50 states, Amazon has a physical location within the state. So Amazon has been collecting sales tax for states on the products that they sell directly for a number of years now. So Amazon is not going to be bothered by this. But you know how sometimes when you see something on Amazon and it's sold by Joe Blow from somewhere in Nebraska, and it's through Amazon, that's how you found it, that's how you found the product, you click and point, and it's shipped to you from Joe Blow. Well, Joe Blow was a small entrepreneur selling whatever it is that Joe sells, and did not collect sales tax. Well, now Joe is going to have to if Joe's state says so. So it's really a state's rights case. The state can say, all of you, if you sell something in this state, I don't care where you're selling it to, if you're selling it, you have to collect sales tax. So if I buy something and Joe's in California, and I'm in New York, I've got to pay, he's got to collect California sales tax from me, even though I don't live there. If the state requires him to do that. This was a case that was brought by the state of South Dakota, And what they did was they set up the stage for litigation by saying, okay, there are some out-of-state retailers that are not collecting South Dakota sales tax, yet people in South Dakota are buying their products. We want these out-of-state retailers to collect sales tax. And they specifically went after Wayfair, Overstock, and Newegg. So South Dakota said to them, hey, send us in collect sales tax on anybody from South Dakota and send us the money. So Wayfair and Overstock and Newegg fought it and went all the way up to the Supreme Court. And Supreme Court said, yep, Wayfair, Etsy, all these, eBay, all of you are going, and eBay contractors, Amazon contractors, you're all going to, if the state says we need you to collect sales tax, you're going to have to. So the stock, Wayfair stock was down 7% on the news. Etsy's stock down 5%. eBay was down 2%. So I'm looking at this, and the states, by the way, the court took it into consideration. There's a study out there that says that states have lost almost $34 billion in uncollected sales taxes. I don't know over what period of time, but that's a lot of money, and that's what they were pointing to. So Wall Street Journal says it's a big win for brick-and-mortar stores. I disagree. I don't think so. I buy things online for lots of reasons, but I don't think one of them is because I get out of the sales tax. I buy things online because it's easy for me to shop online. I don't like going to a shopping mall. I don't like going to a department store. I don't like the shopping experience. I know some people do. I don't. So for people like me, I'm still going to buy stuff online. I don't care if they charge me a sales tax. And I'm not going to get in my car and spend a lot of time and effort driving around to stores trying to find what it is that I want to buy so I can save a sales tax. And I don't think it's going to change when you shop Etsy. Are you familiar with Etsy? Because it's I've bought a number of things from Etsy over the years. Not that many years, but last few years. What they have are people that make custom things, cool gifts, jewelry, all kinds of things like that. And you're dealing with the people that make these things. You're dealing with the artists. And so if they now have to collect sales tax, okay. But they have unique, one-of-a-kind things that you cannot find at a store. And if you can find it at a store, it's going to take a lot of driving around and hunting to try to find what it is that you can get on Etsy. Then it's the same thing with eBay. They have things that you can't find in the store that they still have. And I like these candles at Halloween. This pumpkin candle. And there was a store called Illuminations. They were out of, I think, Oakland, California. Anyway, they had a number of retail locations. Anyway, they went out of business. And I loved their pumpkin spice candles. I love them. Oh man, it at Halloween time it just says a million things. Well, they went out of business. No more store. Can't find them. Go on to eBay. There's somebody there who hoarded, 40 of them, and they're selling them. So I bought a bunch of them from somebody on eBay. Am I going to pay them sales tax? Yes. Because I can't get that product any other way. So I'm looking at this, and everybody's going, oh, my goodness, this was a big win for brick-and-mortar stores. I don't think so. I am not going to get in my car and drive around to brick-and-mortar stores and look for something or go out for an afternoon of shopping. because that's just not me. So congratulations, brick-and-mortar stores, but if you think this is somehow your nirvana that you have now achieved, our sales are going to go way up. I don't think so. So what are you with me, or do you think I'm crazy? Will you now, because of the fact that when you shop online, that you are going to have the merchant's going to have to collect sales tax from you? And by the way, that sales tax, I don't know, there's some pretty stiff sales taxes out there, depending upon where the merchant is. If they're in some high sales tax community, you're going to pay a lot of sales tax. Are you now going to forego buying online and instead go to the brick-and-mortar stores because of this decision? Granted, as I said, at least the Supreme Court has clarified it. No more question about it. The states can require you collect sales tax. But is that going to change your shopping habits? I know there's a lot of you that do like shopping, and maybe this will say, fine, if I'm not going to get a bargain of a few percent off of my products online, I'm going to go out to the store and buy them there. And besides that, I feel like supporting my local merchants. Will this change your shopping habits? It's not going to change mine, but online retailers can be forced to collect tax. Depends upon the state, but you know all the states are going to jump on this automatically. They are, the states want the money. I don't know if it's going to help the brick-and-mortar stores. The states definitely are the ones who are going to love this. The phone number here is 855-295-6600. The states are going to collect more money. But why should I, living in New York City, have to pay California sales tax or South Dakota sales tax or anybody's sales tax that doesn't benefit my neighborhood, my community, my schools, my police departments? 855-295-6600. We'll be right back.
Unpredictable, unprecedented, undeniable. Tom Sullivan.
So sales tax, it has to, you have to, if you're a retailer. I don't know if you're a mom and pop and you're selling things on eBay or you're selling things through Amazon, but you're going to have to get software because there are, I can't believe this. I looked it up. That's 9,998 sales tax jurisdictions. Shall we round it to 10,000? 10,000, depending upon where you live, there are 10,000 different places that make their rules up about sales tax. And then you get within those jurisdictions, some of them say, if you are ordering a ham sandwich at the deli, if you're going to eat it at the deli, there's no tax. But if you're going to take it with you, there is a tax. And some foods are taxable, some foods are not taxable. It all varies from place to place to place. So if you want to get into the mom-and-pop retail business, you better get some software. You'll never be able to figure out otherwise. And how do you file, how do you send the taxes to all these different jurisdictions? You're going to have to know how to transmit the tax to them. Seems like a big headache, but I'm sure somebody's on it. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Steve in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Steve.
How are you?
I'm doing great. What do you make of it?
Good. I'm sorry?
What?
Say it again, I'm sorry?
You called. I'm waiting for you to tell me what you want to tell me.
I say it's not so much that the mom and pops aren't going to really benefit. It's more of just leveling the playing field. now everybody's got to play by the same rules in the same game.
The mom and pops are going to get hurt. They're not going to benefit. They're going to get hurt by this.
In what manner?
In what manner is they're now not, you?
Nothing's going to change.
No, now you're going to have to charge more for your product that you're selling online, and then you're going to have to remit the sales taxes to upwards of 10,000 different places. You're going to have a lot of work to do. What do you mean? How will they get hurt?
You already do that. These places already do that in their own state. It's just a little bit more work, but they already do it. It's not anything new.
I don't know. There's a lot
it's
of places.
That advancement of it just spreads it across the country instead of their own little neighborhood.
Why should I pay sales tax in Nevada when I don't live there?
Well, there's already businesses that are in different areas that are selling product in Nevada from somewhere else, and they're paying sales tax. So it just balances.
I'm a mom and pop.
Everybody pays.
I'm a mom and pop, and I don't live in Nevada. Why, if somebody from Nevada buys my product, why should I have to pay Nevada sales tax?
Yeah, same question. Why not?
Because it's the greed of the state. I don't use Nevada streets. I don't use Nevada police. I don't use Nevada power. I don't use anything in Nevada. Why is the state of Nevada collecting money from me?
Sure. They already do from other companies.
I don't care about anybody else.
Why
I'm,
not?
I'm a mom and pop.
Company.
I sell trinkets. And I've got a customer that wants my trinkets. And why does Nevada get a piece of it? Sales tax is to take care of your local streets, your local street lights, your local everything. And I haven't used anything in Nevada. So I think it's just greed on the part of the states, in my humble opinion. Obviously, you don't.
No, I just think it's why is it fair for one and not fair for the other?
What do you mean fair? Where did fair come from? Fair what? What's fair?
There are other companies that are required to collect tax. They may not have
the ones that are in Nevada.
They might have a business in Nevada in Las Vegas. They're not using Reno. Street.
Fine, but the state is the one who collects the tax, isn't it? They're using Nevada highways. They're using Nevada resources. All right. Obviously, we're not communicating, but I'll try it again after this break.
From New York City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
Hello, world. How are you? I'm talking about the Supreme Court decision today that sales tax states can require that sales tax be collected from online merchants. Before we get to that, we're just getting breaking news that the federal government is asked the Pentagon, and the Pentagon has agreed to house up to 20,000 migrant children on military bases. So, sorry, I'm still confused about last hour. I'm still ruminating on, wait a minute, I thought they weren't going to separate them. Are these kids that are showing up unaccompanied by adults that are not with their families? 20,000? I don't know, but the Pentagon says, yeah, we'll house up to 20,000 migrant children on military bases. So, have you ever been on a military base? You know what it's like? If it's a training base, I wonder if they're going to get the kids up at Reveille with a bugle horn and make them march. Tell you, give them some discipline. I mean, that's the culture of a military base is pretty strict. I mean, it's tough. Discipline, marching, get up early, make your bed right. And are they going to find 20,000 migrant kids to put on military bases? Phone number is 855-295-6600. By the way, I'm going to set up my mom and pop business in one of four states. In Delaware, New Hampshire, Montana, or Oregon. Well, wait a minute. No, I got to live there. That's what I got to do. Because there's no sales tax. Zero sales tax in Delaware, New Hampshire, Montana, and Oregon. Compared with the highest sales tax is Tennessee, 9.4% sales tax. Wow. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Charles in Saginaw, Michigan. Hello, Charles.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
What I called about is you made a statement a little while ago that with the new ruling now, since you live in New York State, you'd have to start paying Nevada or California sales tax if you bought from a vendor in Nevada or California. And that's baloney. If you bought from a vendor in those states, they would collect the New York state sales tax and then send it to New York.
But you
wouldn't pay any Nevada or California sales tax.
I got you. So the problem...
If what you said was true, then all these mom-and-pop vendors would just move to a state with no sales tax, like Delaware.
Now they
wouldn't have to pay any sales tax.
I got you. Thank you, Charles. Thank you. But your explanation is interesting because what it still requires and why the stock of Wayfair and all these Etsy and all these other places down, because now I make widgets, and I therefore have to figure out what the sales tax is in Saginaw, Michigan, when you buy a widget from me, because I've got to collect the tax, and then I got to figure out where to send the tax that I collected from you to some tax authority in Michigan, right?
That's correct, but hopefully the software you're talking about would solve that, but tell the vendor, you know, where to do all of that.
So, I don't know about you.
With decent software, it would do that for the vendor.
I know, but hopefully it's some sort of electronic everything, because otherwise, could you imagine the busy work that would take? Let's see. We need to send 17 cents to, it would have to be electronic. It's got to be.
Plus, in states like Illinois, it would be worse, because Illinois not only has a state sales tax, they also have county and city sales taxes that all get added up.
Yeah.
And so the vendor would have to figure out what county and city the person lived in.
And I presume, Chicago, the city of Chicago, the sales tax is 10.25% when you add all those state and city and everything else together. But then you get into the question of how would you do, I guess by zip code, but what if the zip code, hopefully the zip codes are designated by sales tax jurisdictions.
Well, vendors in Illinois already have that solved, because right now they have to do that for everybody that lives in Illinois.
Yeah. Yeah, but if I'm selling widgets out of my backyard in New York, I've got to figure that whole thing out. It's got to be software.
It's going to be a nightmare.
There's got to be software, and it's got to be where I can, it will add up everything and divvy it up by the 10,000 jurisdictions, and then my bank will, I wonder what the bank's going to say when I send them a requirement that they send 17 cents to Tennessee, 42 cents to Illinois. I mean, it's going to be, oh my gosh, the banks are going to have a transaction nightmare. Well.
Yes, indeed.
So let me ask you the bottom line. Does it change your behavior on where you shop?
Not me.
Where do you go? Do you go to your computer?
Anybody else? What's that?
Do you go to your computer to shop, or do you go to your local retailer?
Not all the time, but sometimes.
Yeah.
I do both too. Locally and computer.
Yeah, I do too. All right. Hey, Charles, thank you. I'm glad you got the got me straightened around on who collects the tax. So I appreciate your call very much. Nate, San Diego. Hello, Nate. How are you?
Hey, Tom. How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Listen, just to kind of answer your main question of is this going to change my behavior, I know that I love buying things online, especially because there's such a huge variety of various things I can get that are not going to be sold in stores. Like if I wanted a specific shirt print or something like that, I can't go walk into Walmart and get that. And right. I think to myself about this ruling, who does it hurt and who does it help? It hurts the little guy that's going to be making these products on Etsy or these shirts online or whatever if they're an online retailer, and it helps the big companies that don't have to worry about that. And in addition, it also helps the state, and it just basically creates a big amount of red tape that nobody wants to do. I think it's stupid, personally.
Well, you'll notice that the big retailers like Amazon were not fighting this at all. Somehow, I think they're also getting the small guy competition is going to be reduced because of this. And the states are going to make a bunch more money. So does that mean that they're going to lower everybody's taxes? I don't think so.
And I was going to say that. I was going to make that exact point. Thank you. We're on the same wavelength on that one. Yeah, are they going to reduce taxes in addition? You know, will the people living in California or Texas or New York or wherever see lower taxes? I think not. And I think what's going to happen in states like California, where they just put in that gas tax, I think we're going to still be paying those ridiculous taxes, and we're not going to see any reduction despite this ruling. It's silly. The state's winning and laughing at all of us, the little guys, who are just, you know, we're the little pawns in this game to them, I guess.
Yeah, and like I said, I have bought some jewelry. I've bought a number of different things, customized greeting cards from artists that sell their products on Etsy. I love Etsy. I think you can find all kinds
and
of cool stuff.
They're top-notch quality, are they not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I cannot find their products at Macy's. I just can't. They don't exist. So I don't know. I don't know what the artists are going to do. But they're going to have to collect from me a New York tax and figure out which tax. It's the same thing here as it is in Illinois. We've got city tax, got a state tax, got county tax. They got taxes everywhere we turn around.
And if I could just make one short little point off the side too. I'm in the world of logistics. I'm a truck driver myself, and I understand how many taxes go into people shipping that product to that state. And with how much the trucker or the person in the plane or whoever's got to deliver it, they're already paying a ridiculous amount in tariffs and fees. Like for me to even just go through the state of Arizona, they're expecting like $50 from me even just to go in for a couple seconds or a couple minutes.
Wow. I got to hit my break. But Nate, thank you. Appreciate the call from beautiful San Diego. We'll be right back. Some of you get pretty vicious. The problem is you've got to find somebody that cares.
Tom Sullivan.
So my old buddy Charles Payne over at Fox Business, he weighs in on this and says Amazon will be fine because they prepare for this, but the smaller businesses, it may hurt.
Amazon has been preparing for this, and, you know, the Internet for them is a lot more than just sales tax, right? It's convenience.
Right.
I mean, they're still going ahead with, would you go to a mall if you can have a drone bring you the item that you ordered an hour earlier? So they've got a whole different business model. But Hillary Baum is right with respect to these smaller entities. I am really concerned about them. Ironically, what this ruling does is build a moat around the Amazons of the world, and they stop smaller folks from perhaps getting involved and growing their business. So I think Etsy's plea to Congress to put some rules of the road in here are probably really smart.
Yeah, but the Etsy people are the ones I think are going to be hurt. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Rick in Sacramento. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Tom. It's been a long time. Anyway, I'm going to make this a little more complicated for you, if PayPal and MasterCard and Visa and every other payment processor doesn't already have this software on the shelf waiting to implement it, somebody should be looking for a job.
True.
Because they should have seen this coming down the road.
True.
I think what they should do
to make it
more
fair. But that's MasterCard and all that. But what about the fact I'm an artist and I make a very cool piece of jewelry?
Okay.
What am I going to do?
How do I pay for that jewelry I'm buying from you?
Credit card.
Right. So what I'm saying is the processors now, they already take a discount for, like, if you charge $100, they only give you 97.
Right.
Now you're going to charge sales tax on it. Let's say the total is 108.
Right.
They take a percentage, but they also keep the money that they collected for sales tax, and they remit it to the different entities.
Oh.
They get to hold on to that.
Really?
They get to hold on to that money till the end of the month. This is the future. This is what I'm saying that will make it work. They don't have to pay those tax entities every day. They pay it at the end of the month or at the end of the quarter. So they have to use that money during that time period.
So I don't have to call my bank and send 14 cents to the state of X.
Right.
MasterCard will add them all up and send a $16 million check to state of Illinois.
Now, also, most of those tax sales tax borders are zip codes. There are probably some that they drew funky lines.
Yeah.
And I think what they should do is half of the sale should be taxed at the shipper and half at the recipient. So you go by the zip code of the shipper and the zip code of the so let's say you order something from Reno.
Their
sales tax is 5%.
I like what you're saying because I'm making these widgets and I'm driving around in New York using New York roads and New York water and New York electricity, and so New York should get something out of it. Just because you bought it in California. Yeah.
Yep. And just split the money, and the computer system's going to tell them who to pay what, and it'll take a burden off the merchants.
I
don't have to handle that sales tax money.
Yeah. So when you're talking about Visa and MasterCard and all that, you're saying that is not the case today, but you think it will, or you're hoping it will, or do you know?
I think it's very doable. I think right now they still, if you have a charge that includes sales tax, they take the percentage off the total and give you that money, and then you're still responsible for paying the sales tax. I think if they go by this system for online sales, they will just keep that money, and then it takes the burden of figuring it out off the merchant, and they get the use of the money. They could charge a small percentage for that service, and there could be somebody like PayPal could have PayPal exclamation point for people who need to figure that out on their own and do like a subscription service for a little tiny guy.
Well, from now on, we're only taking calls from Delaware, New Hampshire, Montana, and Oregon. Because they don't have any sales tax. just in case they tax talk radio somehow, which I'm sure they'll try to figure out. But
they have really high property taxes in Oregon, though. So what you want to do is live and work in Vancouver, Washington, where there's the property taxes are reasonable and there's no income tax, and do your shopping in Portland.
Yeah, but the sales tax in the state of Washington is to the roof. So
right, that's why you shop in Oregon.
That's why. No, I remember there's a lot of border towns like that. It's Vancouver is across the river from Portland. Vancouver's in Washington, Portland, Oregon. Yeah, they play that game all the time. there's a bunch of those that are around. But those are two decent-sized cities. But, yeah, I guess this is the software's going to have to figure this whole thing out, because otherwise – I don't know. Will it change your shopping habits at all, Rick?
No. There's things I like to get online, and there's things, especially if it's something that I know exactly what I want and I've had it before, I'd rather get it online because it's cheaper. But if I need to feel it and touch it and see if it's going to work and do the thing I want it to do, I need to see it.
So if you need something this afternoon, and it's over at the store, you got to get in the car. You got to drive over to the store. You got to hope that they have it. Drive back home. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it's that's why online is so much more convenient. So that's why the Wall Street Journal is saying that this Supreme Court decision is a big win for brick and mortar. And I'm thinking, if I owned a brick and mortar, I would not expect my sales to go up one penny. I just don't think they're going to.
First example, couple years ago, the capacitor on my air conditioner went out when it was 105.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah.
So I could get one on Amazon for 20, but I'd have to wait for it. Or I could call around to a couple of appliance shops and buy one for 35 and install it and have my air conditioner back up in 2 hours.
Yeah. So you want, Amazon doesn't help you unless they get that drone thing going and it can be delivered to your house in an hour. And then the brick and mortars are really in trouble. But you're right. When there's an emergency like that, you can't wait. Can't wait for the online stuff. All right. Hey, Rick, thank you. I appreciate your call very much. Jonathan Honig also chimed in on this, said the states are the ones that benefit the most from this.
The winners here, as I understand it, are the accountants, right? They're the ones that are going to have to figure out all these new rules. And the states, I mean, as Charles and you mentioned, we're talking about billions of dollars now that the states will get to have and their greedy little paws on and spend, of course, and mismanage. And as Charles alluded to, the real losers here are not Etsy or these marketplaces, but the individuals who sell on them. I mean, these are the oftentimes minority women-owned small businesses operated out of people's homes where they sell $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 worth of merchandise in other states. They're now, Neil, going to be charged with collecting that tax, and that's a real terrible burden on small business people who are simply just trying to make a couple bucks on the side. That's who the internet has benefited, and that's who this new ruling is going to really hurt the most.
Ah, good old Jonathan. He's still worked up about everything. So we'll see, but you can bet every state. This applies. The case was brought by South Dakota, so it applies immediately to South Dakota. But unless you live in South Dakota, watch for your local state to pass this law by 5 o'clock tonight.